the question was asked, how long should one's beard grow? So we basically have a few opinions on this. One opinion is the opinion that Chabad and Rav Kook Zatzal had, and it seems to have also been a Yemenite opinion, which is just don't touch the beard. Just grow. And that's what they did. The generally accepted opinion is that one does not have to have a beard. They want to say in the name of the Kabbalists that you should have a beard. Well, the Rambam Mipano, a disciple of the Arizal, is reputed to have been clean-shaven. And there were great rabbis who were clean-shaven. So technically a beard, the Talmud says, is hadrat panim. It adds to a person's respectability or the glory of man. And so we do view a beard as something positive. It says there was a certain rabbi in Talmud who was seen to not have a beard. They asked him, where's your hadrat panim? He couldn't grow a good beard, okay? So, but it's still described as something which is the glory of the face in some level. And so if a person could grow a beard, so it's always been considered a Jewish thing to do. It's a nice Jewish thing to do. But there's no obligation to grow a beard. The obligation is not to shave with a razor. That's the obligation. You're not supposed to use a razor or some kind of blade. Some of the shaving machines are the equivalent of a razor. The way they work is really a blade, and the screen is just protecting your skin from getting into that blade. But technically, once you go beyond that, so if you're going to use a powder, a depilatory cream or something else, so then there's no problem, and a person doesn't have to grow a beard. I need you to shift the drop for the camera. Sorry. Yes, sir. Not aware of that, as far as I know. I'm not aware of any opinion like that.
What did you say?
What?
You can't use the
Show me.